Today I'm reflecting on part two of my interview with Jim Spradley. We're focused on his education and desire to go to school.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, so now you've listened to part two. You've been able to hear Jim speak a little bit, and this time he's focused on his education. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed it or not, you know, I say goodbye at one point and there's a little bit of gap and then I start again. That's because it was pretty cool. Jim started talking about something else he thought about, and so we just went with it. So make sure that if you didn't hear that, if you heard that little gap happen and you didn't hear the music come on, go back and listen to the rest of that section right there, because it's pretty cool what he talks about. In part two of my interview, Jim talks about school and education, among other things. Let's take time to review. So I want you to think about this. I mean, where I'm going with this in-between stuff, because we got a couple more episodes, and in between each episode, I'm going to reflect a little bit about what Jim says. So did you hear him talk about his desire to go to school? Now, think about this. If part of the purpose is not just for you to hear and learn a little bit about the past, but also to create engaging lessons for your kids, go back and think about what he said about his desire to go to school. He said school meant something to him. He wanted to go to school. You know, that is so cool. And think about it. What could you create around his comments? Because here's this gentleman talking about this when he was in, you know, around the third, fourth grade, and he wanted to be in school. Matter of fact, one of the things that inspired him, that made him want to be there was what? What did you hear him talk about? Remember, he talked about reading. The teacher was reading the book Black Beauty, and he couldn't wait. She read a chapter a day, and he couldn't wait to go back and hear the next chapter. What a cool thing. How could you use that commentary about wanting to hear the book? Reflect on his comments about his father needing him to work in the field. Do you remember when he said that? He had that whole little situation about, daddy, I've got a test. When you hear Jim talk, he talks about how when he's in school, there were times when his dad really needed his help, but school took a priority for him. What a tough decision that would be. Think about it. There goes part of your help in the field. There goes part of your labor. You had to be thinking long term to allow him to do that. So what could you create around that discussion? Remember that they're sharecroppers. They're bringing in fields to help pay the bills as well as to take care and feed themselves. Talk about the teachers celebrating student success. Do you remember when he said that? He looked forward to the idea that if they did something good, they got walked into the next class and they got to do a presentation. Well, that's pretty cool. It made them feel important. Do you remember him saying that? It made the kids feel important. Now, is that any, do we do things like that today to help them feel success, to help them feel successful, to help them feel like they did something good or important? Did you hear him mention the boys who talked about being old enough to quit, that's all they talked about? How difficult would that be to not become one of those voices? If you're surrounded by other boys who say, I can't wait to get old enough just to quit school, can you imagine the impact on you? Because that would be a little bit of peer pressure to say, yeah, I can't wait the same. Instead, he's focused on going to school. Matter of fact, do you remember him talking about the relative who boarded tech students? And by hanging around them and them taking him with them around to get books and things like this, it only encouraged him to want to continue to pursue his education. Wow. You know, it was funny because, he knew that one day he was going to go on to college and do more with school. Even though he didn't get into tech, primarily because he says he just did what he did. He didn't have anyone really working with him to make him understand what he needed to do to get there. He still knew that he wanted to complete school and he wanted to continue with his education. Wow, do you think you could center an activity or create a project or just a discussion around this with the kids? Because don't kids today run into the same type of pressure that they don't want to look smart? Have you heard about that? Hey, don't the kids have problems about worrying about kids thinking that they think they're better than them if they pursue the dream to go on to more education? Wow, well, he had similar peer pressure. Did you hear him say that he wanted to be a teacher? And if you heard him say that, did you hear him also say when he said it to a friend who made a comment, well, if you do that, you'll just starve to death. And that made him change his mind. Did you hear his comment about wanting to be gone, but his brother stayed? This is in reference to, him saying that he didn't want to stick around the farm. He didn't want to stay there. He didn't want to do the farming anymore. Once he was old enough, once he could get gone, he wanted to be gone. So what type of discussion could that create, especially around families? If you think about it today, do we have families that we work with? Do we have kids that we work with where, their families are in the same area, they live in the same place, maybe even on the same property that family members before them did, yet some of their family members left? What about you? Did you do that? Did you move out as fast as you could and move on? Or did you stay around the family and stay where they were from? Now, there's an interesting discussion. I mean, for me, I went far away. I went from Florida to New Mexico just to get out there on my own. There's a pretty cool discussion right there in itself. What about the job he got for $4 a month? Think about that money and you have a discussion about that with the kids and what he had to do in order to earn that $4 a month. Then he said that when he went to Georgia Southwestern, he was paid $10 a month for his work. How much if they have a part-time job, how much money do they get paid? Do they understand what $10 a month meant and what you might have to do with that money? Today, many people think that $10, $4 is not that much at all. They blow it on, $10, that about gets you into a movie. $4, that gets you, almost gets you that meal there at one of those fast food restaurants. You know, when you listen to Jim talk, one of the things that I hope you're doing is you're thinking about, besides reflecting on the time and his comments, also thinking about where you could take your classes, what sort of experiences you could have for them. What could you do in your classes that would help them connect with what Jim was talking about? So what do you think? Do you have a favorite part of this episode? How about in episode 1? Well, I hope that this is enticing you to continue listening and to think about how you might use it in your classes to inspire your kids. Stay tuned. Next week, we got part 3 of Speaking with Jim Spradley. Take care. Thanks for listening. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.